Facts or cap, there is no single woman above 30 who is happy being single. No matter how you pretend to be, deep down you want a man. Hey, I can tell you this. It's women that's in a relationship and ain't happy. They want to be single, but they can't. Rent too high. It's cheaper to keep them. And I'll tell you one more thing. If it takes another person, whether that's a male or female, in your life for you to be happy, you'll never be happy.
You're not happy being over 30 and single. And since you're not happy over 30 being single, you don't understand how anybody could. In your mind, because you can't do it, you feel like anybody who's saying that they can must be lying because it's something that you're incapable of doing. I get it. There's a huge difference between wanting a man and needing a man. Some of y'all need a man. You're down bad. You're fighting for your life on a day-to-day basis. You're in survival mode, right? So it ain't even so much about wanting nothing, right? You need it, right? You need a man to come in and save you. Then you got women like myself where life is good, right? We've set up a good life for ourselves. On a day-to-day basis, we do what we want, when we want, how we want, and life is good. Like, we don't have no problems going on in our life. No drama, no nothing. So, in order to add a man, he would have to add value, because otherwise it doesn't make sense to bring him in. If things are already good without him, why exactly would you add in a man who brings no value and even worse, brings problems? Last time I was single for 10 years before I met somebody that I thought was worth my time. And then I ended up in getting into a relationship back to back. And then here I am single again. And I do 10 more years and 20 and 30. And I die alone. It doesn't matter to me. Because if it ain't what I want, it ain't what I want. And I'm not willing to take nothing that I don't want. I'm just not that kind of person. And like I said before, I'll go for however long I have to in order to find the right person. And if that right person never exists, they will never exist and I'll never have them. But one thing I'll never do is sacrifice my happiness and peace just to be somewhere saying that I got a man. I don't care how many times you use it against me that I'm single and I ain't got no man and don't nobody want me. That's fine. But guess what I do got? My peace. And that means more to me than anything.
I think that a lot of men think that they're more of a prize than what they really are. This is the thing.
Heavy on that.
Men really think that women are jealous of the woman that they choose to be like their quote unquote right. main. And what they don't realize is that a lot of single women are so much happier single
right.
because they don't have to deal with the mess from a man. I don't have to be worried about what's going on a man's phone. I don't have to worry about catching a sexually transmitted disease because he decides to cheat.
Heavy on it.
I don't have to worry about any type of stress because I'm not with a man that's cheating and I'm not with a man, period. I feel like men try to make it seem like they're this God's gift to the earth and they don't realize like y'all aren't. And women don't actually want to be your wife or women don't want to be
right.
your main.
Like no,
we're not
no,
worried about it.
I just want to come on here and be real with y'all for a second. That like, I know we joke around and kiki on here, but like there is a part of the single life where, you know, it's not all glitz and glam and whatever, like, at times, sometimes, not all the time, this shit is very frustrating. It gets annoying, you know, especially if you think you found someone and it's not your person, and then you have to put yourself back out there, be vulnerable again. It is annoying. It is frustrating. Sometimes you want to break your damn phone. You want to delete the apps. You want to block the numbers, like, you just don't want to do it because, especially if you've been single for a long time, I'm motherfucking tired. I'm tired.
It's Reba
welcome back to my channel. I'm back with a video, and I am here with a topic that has yet again come across my Twitter timeline. I basically came across this tweet that said that there isn't a single woman that is in her 30s, that is single, that is not partnered, who is happy about it. They basically alluded to the fact that women that are, again, single in their 30s, they all want a partner deep down. Even if they say that they're happy being single, if they say that they don't care to be in a relationship, they're all lying. And obviously, I do not agree with this tweet at all. I don't agree with this ideology. And it's always so interesting to me when people try to put, you know, certain assumptions on a particular group of individuals. I cannot stand that. And that's why, too, you know, because you do have those people, right, that will literally try to say everybody in this group is this way. You know, whether it's all women, all men, all black women, all black men, or all Gen Z. Y'all love that one. that's y'all's favorite one. All of Gen Z is like this or didn't experience this. I dealt with a lot of that on a previous video. People trying to tell me what I experienced. I literally had someone in my comment section tell me that I never had a CD player. Me, mind you, I still have both my CD player and my case full of CDs in my room, but I digress. You know, I really don't like when people try to say that this entire group of individuals, you know, either believe in one thing or they all experience the same thing. Like, it's just simply not a true statement. And that's often why you see people like me and other content creators out there. We have to constantly, you know, say like, well, it's not all. And I'm not gonna lie, that's kind of annoying as well, because I feel like at this point it should be implied. But because you have those few people online that do try to group everybody into, you know, one, you do have to constantly get the disclaimer of like, hey, when I'm speaking about a topic about women or men or whoever, I'm only talking about that specific group of people that it applies to, not the entire group, right? And so with this particular tweet, I felt like this person was literally trying to, in my opinion, project maybe what they were going through or how they feel about being single onto other people. And I don't think that that's right. And it's interesting because I kind of see both sides of this whole debate about, you know, women who are older, which I still find it to be weird that people consider 30 old still, you know, like, because even on the previous video I made about the lady that worked at Wells Fargo, you know, I made a very brief statement. A very brief statement, because those are the type of statements some people like to hold on to, where I said that 60 is not that old. And people in my comments were saying like, no, like 60 is retirement age. I get it, okay? I get it. But I basically was trying to, the reason why I say things like, you know, 30 is not that old, 60 is not that old, is because I'm trying to actively not age shame people, which I feel like happens a lot on the internet. People love to tell people that they're old, that they're washed up, and that their life is over by a certain age. And I try my best to negate that by saying like, yes, like 30 is, you know, or 30, 40, 50, whatever. Like, yes, like you're on the older side of adulthood, but ultimately, like, you still have, you know, your life to live. Like, your life isn't over at that age. So that's what I mean when I say stuff like 30 is not that old, or 60 is the new 40. That's what I mean. Like, a lot of your typical 60-year-olds nowadays are still very agile. They're still very, you know, like, they're not these, like, old, wrinkly people that are walking around with canes and, you know, like, I feel like your average 60-year-old today is a little bit more, you know, youthful, or at least from what I can see, right? Obviously, it's not all, again, but anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. I've seen people say stuff about how, you know, I say that certain ages aren't that old. That's more so what I mean. But all in all, right, I think it's a very interesting topic, right? Because I have shared my own, you know, thoughts about this particular topic, not in regards to women as a whole, but just to me specifically. I've talked about how, you know, I had original plans to be married by 30, and, you know, I don't prefer to be single, and I've often gotten a lot of pushback on that, you know, people telling me that I need to enjoy being single, I need to love being single, and I've never agreed with that. I think two things can be true at the same time. I think that you can find happiness and joy outside of relationships. I think that you can find things that fulfill you outside of relationships, because I also feel that there are other areas of your life that deserve to be poured into. Even if you're in a relationship, like even if you are with somebody, you still should prioritize, you know, your friends, your family, your career. Like it's all a balance. And obviously it's all not going to be balanced all the time. You know, there are going to be things that take priority over the other, but I don't think that when you get into a relationship, everything should just crumble. And again, I have had that experience where I put my all into my last relationship while everything around me was crumbling. And now I'm here, you know, years after the fact, still trying to pick up the pieces and trying to get myself together, because, you know, you lose so much of yourself. And so, you know, I think there's a balance to it all. And, you know, there are some women out there who do enjoy being single. They love their single season. But I think no matter which side you're on, whether you're on the side of, man, I really don't like being single, or you're on the side of, man, I'm really enjoying this, to put your ideologies onto other people and to expect other people to feel the same way that you feel about those circumstances, I think is not right and unfair. And again, I don't agree with this statement at all. I don't agree that all women that are single in their 30s are unhappy about it. There are plenty of women out there that are happy, and for different reasons, right? There's just some people who, you know, they just prefer to not be in a relationship. You have a lot of women who may have felt pressured when they were younger to find somebody and to, you know, be tied down fast, but that might not be, you know, what they want. Same thing with marriage. Like, you know, some people may have been heavily encouraged by, you know, society or friends and family to get married, and then they come to realize, you know what, I actually don't want to be married. This isn't actually something that I actively want to do. And then once they get out of that marriage, they're happier because this is what they truly want. So I definitely don't agree with this tweet, but I also empathize with those who, you know, may be feeling some type of way about the fact that they're single in their 30s. And I don't think that you should try to force them into enjoying that season either, because again, for me, I've been told, like, no, you need to enjoy it. And I'm like, no, I don't. I can enjoy my life while still desiring a partner. Those two things can still coexist. But outside of all that, right, I did want to hop onto Twitter and to see what people were saying around this whole discussion, because I found the conversations that were happening around this tweet to be very, very interesting. Okay, so this is the tweet that sparked this whole conversation. So this person said, there's no single woman above 30 who is happy being single. No matter how you pretend to be, deep down you want a man. And again, I 1000% disagree. You cannot speak for an entire demographic of people, okay? Just because you may be, you know, and this is, again, no shade to her. I'm not trying to, you know, tear her down as some people did, you know, in the replies. Because, again, I am also somebody that, you know, I don't prefer to be single. And, you know, I think there's this narrative as well, right, that any woman can get in a relationship at any time. They can get any man they want at any time, anyone that they want. And I don't agree with that either. There actually are some of us out here who are single, but not by choice. We are single by circumstance. Whether it's, you know, because we've been in relationships with people where it did not work out for whatever reason, you know, whether it's because you have been cheated on, or whether it's because, you know, that person decided to be with somebody else, which is what happened in my situation, or the guy just decided that they no longer wanted to be with you anymore. That has happened as well. And I know that those cases seem very rare, and people often believe that it doesn't happen, and that it's always the woman that leaves, is always the woman that chooses to be single. But no, some of us have found ourselves in situations that we did not prepare for, that we did not anticipate on happening. And that was the case with me. I was not planning on being single. The person that I was with, I was literally planning to be with them for a lifetime. I had future plans with this person. I wanted to get married and move in together and have kids. Like, that was my mindset. And, you know, now I'm here and things have changed outside of my control. And, you know, I'm still slowly picking up the pieces after that. You know, when you're in a situation like that as well, it's kind of hard to transition into that mindset of like, oh my God, I'm so happy that I'm free and I'm so happy that I'm single, because it's like, I didn't want to be here. I didn't want this to be the scenario. This is not something that I prepared for, especially when you have certain goals as well. Like, hey, I want this by this certain time. That's something that I've also, you know, struggled with as well, where I thought I would be married by a certain time. Like I've said before in past videos that, you know, I thought that I would be married by 30. It does not look like that's going to happen. I literally turn 25 next month and I'm not rushing into anything. Okay. And I can even say, as somebody that, you know, would desire a partner, I'm also not desperate for one, and I'm not in a rush or a hurry to, you know, get back into the roller coaster that is dating and trying to make things work. Like, you know, I'm exhausted, and I'm someone that actively wants to take a break, but that does not get rid of the desire that I have for partnership. So I think people have to realize that, you know, two things can be true at the same time. So I came across this tweet in the replies, and someone said, in 2024, I think some actually don't want a man. I think there are a group of women that have money, have their own place, and have one or two D appointments and love the idea of not being answerable to anyone. They're obsessed with their own space. And again, I agree. Like, I've literally seen it. Like, I feel like there's this movement happening with women who are actively choosing themselves. They're focusing on themselves, they're pouring into them, and they're not focused or worried at all with finding a partner. And again, that could be because of a multitude of reasons, but I feel like ultimately the reason tends to be that because they went through something traumatic in previous relationships or with previous men, they're just tired, and they just, you know, they don't want to put forth the energy anymore. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at personally as well. Like, I'm just, you know, like, it's just, it gets exhausting after a while when you're dealing with people that, you know, don't treat you well, and when you're in toxic situations, sometimes you want a break. You want a break from all of that. And you also have a lot of people too that look at you know, partnerships, commitments, marriage, they look at that as, you know, a situation where, you know, you're being taken care of by somebody. Like, that's typically like the, I guess, the old school way of thinking when it comes to marriage, which a lot of people still have that ideology when it comes to marriage, which is that the sole purpose of it is to, that the woman finds a man that can take care of them. And so for women who feel as though that is the only benefit to marriage, if they're in a scenario where it's like, well, I make my own money, I take care of myself, so I therefore I don't need somebody, you know, I think that's their right. But I don't know, I guess, and honestly, I want to talk about this just briefly, because again, I feel like a lot of people only look at marriage from that perspective of being taken care of, you know, financially and, you know, in other areas as well. And although that is important to have, and that is also something that I desire, for me that's not the selling point of marriage. And maybe that this is just a me thing when it comes to, and not even just marriage, but just having a long-term partner. That's also why I said too, I could never date somebody that I only see them as like temporary. I don't know how people do that. Again, no judgment. Do you live your life? But I could never actively date somebody that I couldn't see a future with, or that I couldn't see a long-term relationship with. Some people do. Some people literally just get into relationships for fun. They know that this person is not marriage material. They know that they don't want anything long-term, but they just date them just to date them. I could never do that personally. But for me, right, when I'm looking at potential partners and when I'm thinking about marriage, for me, the selling point, right, is spending a lifetime with that person. It's experiencing and enjoying life with somebody, growing together with somebody. Like, for me, that's what I look forward to when I think of marriage. I don't think of it just from the perspective of, oh, I need someone to take care of me financially and pay my bills and do X, Y, and Z. Although, yes, those are benefits to marriage. And it's not to say that I don't want those things or that I would actively deny those things. I don't want people to assume that as well. It's like, oh, so you're not looking for somebody just want to take care of you? No, trust me, that's not what I'm saying. But I don't look at it as like the sole benefit of it is to simply be taken care of. No, I want to enjoy my person. I like having, you know, a partner to enjoy and experience life with. And yes, obviously you can do that with friends. You know, I know I'm going to get comments of people saying that too. Like, oh, well, you can do all the stuff with your friends. Cool, but it's different. For some of us, it's different. It's a different level of joy and intimacy that comes from, you know, sharing love with somebody and, you know, experiencing that in life. And for me, that's always been the selling point. But I feel like a lot of people look at marriage just from the being taken care of aspect. And so you have a lot of people nowadays look at it, you know, negatively because of that. You have a lot of women that say like, well, I don't need anyone to take care of me, I can take care of myself. You have a lot of men who say like, oh, well, these women are not worth being taken care for. And so you just have a lot of division, a lot of people just, you know, not coming together because they're only thinking of it from the perspective of either being taken care of or taking care of somebody. And it's like, I think there's more to it for me personally. And again, you know, I spoke about this earlier. This person said, not every woman is the same, and some of us are genuinely content with our choices. Stop projecting your insecurities onto others. We're not all on the same page. And again, I agree, not to shame this person that made the original tweet, but I do think that that tweet speaks more to maybe how she's feeling about being single and being in her 30s, if that is the case. Now, this is actually a great point. So this person said, plot twist, a lot of married women over 30 are not happy being married. That is also very true. You have people that are in relationships and that are married, but they're not happy. And so when they finally get out of those situations, they actually are happier without, you know, that person, because by default, when they were partnered, they weren't happy. So although I do agree with that, I also find that people tend to use this as a rebuttal for people wanting partnership. And again, I'm not saying this person or this tweet gives off that vibe, but I do want to speak to that a little bit. I often find that whenever I tell people that I desire a partner, that the rebuttal is, oh, but would you rather be happy and single or miserable in a relationship? And I'm like, why are those my only two options? Why are those my only two options? Is that either I am with somebody, but I'm unhappy, we're incompatible, and it's just not going to work out. Or it's, oh, but you're alone and you're single, and but you're happy and you're thriving. Why are those the only two options? Obviously, when people say that they want to be in a relationship, they want to be in a relationship that makes them happy, that fulfills them, like, and with someone that you feel, you know, aligns with, you know, who you are. Like, that's the goal. And I don't like it when people act as if, you know, when they have this very negative mindset when it comes to relationships for all people, where it's like, oh, well, you know, it, like, even to people saying like, oh, well, being in a relationship is not all it's made out to be, you know, don't believe what you see online. A lot of these couples behind closed doors aren't happy. And yes, all of that is true. But it's not true for all. Again, we can't say that all relationships are sad and miserable behind closed doors. There are some happy, healthy couples out there, and that's what people desire. But I don't like it when people try to, you know, diminish the desire that people have in saying that, like, oh, well, you shouldn't want a relationship because, you know, what if you're not compatible with that person, or, you know, what if that person doesn't make you happy? And it's like, but what if they do make me happy? What if we are compatible? What if it does work out? Like, I just think, again, either way, no matter how you feel about it, you should not project your own insecurities onto other people. Yes, there are people that are in marriages that are not happy, and they're staying together for the sake of, you know, whatever the case may be, whether it's kids, finances, but that's not everybody. And I don't like it when people are like, well, why would you, or even that too, right? When you make the statement, you know, oh, I want to get married by 30. Right? There's a few of us, you know, that are in our 20s that, you know, would love to be married by 30. People will literally say you are destined for failure if you get married in your 20s. Like, no matter what, you are just setting yourself up for disaster. There's no possible way that it's going to work out, and you're going to get divorced. Like, people literally will say that. They literally will be like, well, would you rather get married in your 20s and be divorced by the time you're 35, or would you rather wait and have it work out? And I'm like, again, why are those my only two options? And again, I get it. Obviously, the earlier that you get married, the more likely it is to not work, because, you know, you're still learning who you are. That person's still learning who they are. You know, you change a lot in those years. And sometimes the person that you married when you were 20, 21 years old may not be the same person. Or no, they're not going to be the same person, you know, when they get older. But that doesn't always lead to a failed marriage and relationship. I've literally have seen marriages where people did get married young and it worked out for them. I don't think there's anything wrong with me or whoever else simply wanting that, but I don't like that narrative as well, that to say that, like, oh, if you get married in your 20s,
you're doomed. Like, you're going to get a divorce. It's just not going to happen. But then in the same breath say, oh, well, if you wait until you're 30, it's going to be too late. Like, it's just, it's so many things and opinions that people have about how people should live their lives and what people should desire out of life. And it's just, it's so infuriating. I think people should just want what they want, live their life the way they want to live their life, and respect how other people view relationships, how they choose to navigate relationships, or if they choose to not date at all, also respect that. You know, again, don't project how you feel onto other people. Stop telling people how to live their lives and how to feel about certain things. And I think this was a great tweet to just sum all this up. So this person said, you can be happy being single and still want a man. Having a man doesn't make anyone happy. 1,000% agree. Again, two things can be true at the same time. You can find fulfillment and joy in your single season. You can find things that still make you happy. You can still live your life to the fullest and, you know, like, make your life the best that it can be without the presence of a partner while still wanting one. Those two things can exist at the same time. I don't know why people think that those two things cannot coexist. There's no possible way that you can be happy single but then also want a man. And then on the flip side, there's no possible way that you can be single, right, and be content in that, but deep down inside, like, you have to, you know, still desire a relationship. No, like, multiple things can be true. Multiple things can be true. And this is, again, a concept that people have a really hard time grasping. It's like the moment that you say, man, I would prefer to have a partner, I prefer not to be single, people are quick to tell you that you don't love yourself and that you don't enjoy your own company. I swear, I get tired of people telling me that I don't know how to enjoy my own company, as if that's not what I've been doing my entire life, is literally enjoying my own company. It's okay for me to want to enjoy the company of another person sometimes. Like, I don't understand how people act like that's just so, like you're male-centered for saying that. Now, people have argued, too, that the original tweet is giving off that they're male-centered. And I can see how people would say that because, again, her claiming that all women above 30 who are single aren't happy, it does give male-centered. Like, to say that everyone deep down wants a man, like, that's just factually not true. Because also think about the women who aren't into men. You know, you have to throw those in there as well. So yeah, I think her, you know, trying to say that, like, oh, everybody wants a relationship, everybody wants a man, like, or every woman wants a man, I think it's a lot of projection. And I can see how this could also come across as male centered because it gives off that, like, everybody has this goal, every woman above 30 has the goal of finding a man, and that's just simply not true. But yeah, that's all I have to say on this particular topic. Again, I do not agree with this tweet at all, but I also don't believe in shaming people who may be feeling that way, you know, who may be feeling like, not feeling the way of all women want somebody, but feeling the way of, like, you know, you personally, right? You individually saying, hey, I'm in my 30s, I'm single, you know, I'm getting older, I would love to settle down and find somebody. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think you should be allowed to have those wants and have those desires, but don't put that on other people. That's just mad weird. And for the people saying too that, like, love is overrated and marriage is overrated and you shouldn't even want that, you should be happy and content being single. Again, I don't agree with that. Again, I agree with making your life still, you know, fulfilled and finding joy in other things, 100%. But to say that desire shouldn't exist, I don't agree with that. So, you know, those are my overall thoughts on this particular topic about, you know, are all women above 30 that are single, do they all want a man? The answer is no, obviously. But y'all let me know your thoughts on the comments down below. If you guys enjoyed this video, make sure you guys go ahead, give it a big thumbs up. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And I will see you guys in the next video. We'll be right back.